Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Welcome to our service of worship on this third Sunday after Epiphany, January 24th. Our homilist today is Bishop Jean, and our celebrant today is Archdeacon Sherry. And now let us prepare our heart for a time of worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for this third Sunday after Epiphany. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and to proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we in the whole world may perceive of his glory and his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Jonah, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up. Go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Jonah began to go into the city, doing a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on a sackcloth. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between lections is Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor, my mighty rock. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no confidence in extortion and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord, for you repay to all according to their work. Perfect light of revelation, as you shone in the life of Jesus, whose epiphany we celebrate, so shine in us and through us, that we may become beacons of truth and compassion, enlightening all creation with deeds of justice and mercy. Amen.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 7, beginning with the 29th verse. I mean, brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let even those who have wives be as though they have none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no possessions, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. for the present form of this world is passing away. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospels of the Christmas season explore the mystery and the magic surrounding the birth of Christ. During the season of Epiphany, we see Jesus begin his ministry. In Epiphany's Gospels, we see Jesus at work, and more importantly, we see him revealed more and more fully as the Holy One of God. Until after the Feast of the Transfiguration, we enter the season of Lent, and we see Jesus completing his saving work. Now, last week, we read of his calling Philip and Nathanael, and today, we see Simon, Andrew, James, and his brother John being called as well. As I read through the lection, a line jumped out at me. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Can you imagine how their father felt seeing them walk away? It hit me because I've been there. When I left my family to try my vocation as a nun, that last morning was difficult. We had breakfast, exchanged hugs, and I love yous and I'll call yous. And then my friends arrived to drive me to the airport. I cried for 60 miles. What a wrench it was. In order to try my vocation, I had been required by the convent to give up all my worldly goods, my car, my savings, even my retirement income. Gave it all away. And had the housing market been better, I'd have had to sell that as well instead of just transfer the title temporarily, as it turned out. There's a lot more to follow me than calling Jesus Lord and singing amen. Jesus gives us so much: eternal salvation, his love and compassion, his everlasting presence at our side. He helps us when we need assistance, comforts us when we're brokenhearted, strengthens us when we're weak or ill. He opens our eyes to God's loving action in the world around us and in our own lives and hearts as well. He transforms our lives into the most wonderful journey we could imagine. He satisfies the longings of our deepest spirit. But there's a cost. Jesus spells it out, telling the crowds that followers must renounce all they have, that they cannot serve two masters. They must deny themselves. They must sell what they have and give it to the poor. Jesus never tells us it will be wonderful. He tells his followers to expect persecution and hardship. He tells people that following him comes with a cross of their very own, which they must carry if they wish to belong to him. The U.S. Navy had a slogan we still remember: "Join the Navy and see the world." And that does sound like fun. The only problem was that the world they would see was a battleground. But the Navy made it sound good, and by the time the recruits realized it wasn't that much fun after all, it was too late. Jesus, though, lays his cards on the table. He says, in essence, you want to follow me? Expect to work. Expect hard times. Expect to suffer. Expect opposition. Can you take it? Do you still want to follow me? He challenges his followers. It's easier for us than it was for the apostles, of course. There's no line of crosses on the landscape, no arena where hungry lions wait for unfortunate Christians. We needn't face the torches of the Inquisition. We don't even have to leave our loved ones behind or sell everything we have. It doesn't make it easy, though, because we still have quite a cost to pay. If you want to follow Jesus, we have to give up a lot, like our fear. We can't hang on to Jesus with one hand and drag our fears along with the other. We have to be tough enough to look our fears in the eye and banish them with the name of Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that we use our life savings for a Franklin Mint coin covered lavishly with 100% genuine metallic gold electroplate over a beautiful sterling silver-tone base, showing the Titanic. But it also doesn't mean that we put our faith in that savings account instead of the Lord's loving care of us. We can't follow Jesus and live in fear. Now and then, old fears may rise up to frighten us, but we have to remember God wills good for our lives. And when fear comes coming, when fear comes calling, it must find us standing on God's promise that God plans good, not disaster, for our lives. There's more. We have to give up our hate. We all have someone we hate. And we could probably explain just why it's appropriate to do so. People, ethnicities, nations, institutions, whatever, whoever, we don't like them. We think badly of them. We don't want to see them. We don't want to help them. We don't want to interact with them. And Jesus says no. No to that. For the least of them are his brothers and sisters. He loves them. And he tells us we must love them too. Now, there are toxic people, and we may not allow them to our lives for our own safety. But we have to wish them well in their lives. And the less we want to do that, the more we have to. And then there's resentment and unforgiveness. We have to leave that behind too. We've all seen and read stories of people whose sense of entitlement is shocking. Nothing is ever good enough for them. And those who displease these people find themselves a target for criticism and ugliness that is unwarranted or extreme. We may not be those malcontents, but we understand feelings of anger and maybe even resentment and grudge. Those feelings ruin what could be happy days. But Jesus teaches us how to handle those feelings. Forgive those who hurt you. Do good to your enemies. It isn't always easy, but it is always required. And poverty, or lack. I think we're all willing to give up poverty, but sometimes it looks as though poverty isn't ready to give us up. And Jesus tells us how to handle that too. Give to others, he says, and God will give to you. Indeed, you will find a full measure, a generous helping, poured into your hands, all that you can hold. The measure that you use for others is the one God will use for you. And if that wasn't enough, giving, helping others, feeding them, visiting, whatever we have on hand to give or offer, just feels good. It's joyful to give. And when we become a cheerful giver, God gives us even more to share, that our joy may be full. And the endless time crunch. Oh, life is busy, and it gets in the way of helping others, gets in the way of enjoying God's gifts, gets in the way of praising him and praying. If we say, well, I'd like to pray more, but I just don't have the time, Well, we've got it backwards. Praying more will never ruin us or our business. Jesus tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And test it. You'll see he spoke truly. If we want to follow Jesus, we have to pay for the privilege with the coins of fear and hate, resentment, poverty, busyness. We must give up all these negative, unhappy parts of life. And why wouldn't we be delighted to give them up for what Jesus offers us instead? As I was thinking of this, I was reminded of an old tale in which a teacher calls out two very large numbers for her class to multiply. And after she gives them time to work, she calls on the child for the answer. Jesus, he says confidently. The teacher frowns and says, why would you say that? And the kid responds, because Father says that no matter what the problem is, Jesus is the answer. And he's right, spiritually, if not mathematically. When we hang on to the problems of our lives, when we give over to anger or sickness or envy or any of those sad emotions, happiness evaporates. But when we follow Jesus, when we turn away from our problems to walk in his way, we are immeasurably blessed because he truly is the answer to whatever problems we face. When we're afraid, he gives us courage. He gives us the strength to endure. When we're lonely, he's our faithful friend. When we feel resentment, he forgives us. When we feel lack, he fills our hands with plenty. And when our hearts are down, he lifts them by his Holy Spirit. When we have no time for him, he offers us eternal love. When we cannot manage our burdens, he carries them for us. Whatever concerns us, he will manage, whether it's a bill or an enemy or some pain of mind or body. And when we pay Jesus with the coin of our problems, he gives us change, real change, the joy of the Lord, the peace only he can give, the treasure stored up for us in heaven, and yes, the material needs of earthly life. For those who don't know Jesus, following him can seem a rather unappealing prospect. But for we who know him, we know better. Following Jesus, regardless of what we must give up to do so, opens heaven's door, and we are showered with blessing and joy and peace and satisfaction. It's the best kept secret in the world. Today's reading is not so much the story of Jesus calling Simon and Andrew, James and John. It's the story of Jesus calling me and calling you by name and inviting each of us to follow him. We can't say yes and only go part way. We have to be all in. Are you? Accept his invitation. Give your all to Jesus. You will never regret it. Amen.
As God is moved by the sincerity of our repentance, so too God is pleased by the faithfulness of our prayers. Let us offer our prayers to God, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You have called us, O God, to follow you. Give us the grace to listen to your call, to lay aside the things of this world, and to follow you.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
You have sent us, O God, into the world to tell the story of your love and faithfulness. Give us a holy zeal for the proclamation of the gospel in this place and in all the world.
In your mercy, hear our prayer.
You have called, O God, persons of a variety of gifts to serve your church. Bless, we pray, the ministries of musicians and artists, scholars and writers, pastors and teachers, that their works enrich our common life and offer us a glimpse of the life to come.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
You gave life, O God, for us and for all people. We remember before you those who are sick, especially to mourn, especially. And those who rejoice, especially. As you have reached out to us in love, so inspire us to be present to those who we have named before you.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We are faithful in prayer, O God. So make us faithful in following you, that loving and serving you all the days of our lives, we may know the joy of the resurrection and may look with longing for your coming in power. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites him to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory. We receive the offering of your people gathered before you and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is your living Word and Redeemer, in whom we have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in him. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Gracious and holy God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. On the night he was handed over to suffering, took the bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with these holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love. Thank you.